Unit 2. Calling for bids and tenders. Conversation 1. Mr. Green, our government has invited tenders for the Three Gorges project. Would you like to take part in it?
Yes, participation in tenders is in our line of business. But we would like to know what we shall have to do if we agree to send your bid.
As it stands, in addition to the bid, you are to submit information on cost, construction time, and the volume of work concerning the projects already constructed by you.
Well, we'll try to do it without delay, but we would like to know the requirements of the tender committee.
Certainly. We shall get a complete set of tender documents for you, and you will be able to study the requirements. The expenses involved will be charged to your account, though.
Well, no problem. By the way, must we guarantee in any way our participation in the tender?
You will have to pay earnest money to guarantee your participation till the end of the tender.
That's quite fair. What are our chances of success, Ms. Zhang?
We know that you have rich experience in this field and that you render technical assistance on favorable terms. I think you may win the tender.
I hope so. We must reconsider your offer, and we shall give your reply in the near future.
Well, we look forward to your reply as soon as possible.
Thank you for your information.
You're welcome. Conversation 2. Mr. Tong, it's a great pleasure for me to call on you today soon after I arrived at my post in Beijing.
Congratulations on your taking office in Beijing. I wish you much success.
Thank you. I will do my best to promote business between us in the days to come.
So far, cooperation between our two corporations have been satisfactory. Of course, it will be further promoted in the future, I hope.
Quite right. That's the aim of our corporation. And meanwhile, my most important mission.
Since China has pursued the socialist market economy, its foreign trade has been developing at a faster pace. Our trade practice is more flexible than before. I'm sure you know all of these, right?
Yes, I do. What's more, I'm very interested in the new development in China. I've heard that your company is prepared to call for a bid for a power engineering construction project in Southeast China. Is that true?
Yes. It is time we made arrangements now for an invitation to be sent out. You are well informed.
When do you intend to start the invitation to tender?
We expect to send a tender invitation sometime next month.
What kind of equipment would you like to buy?
The item we'd like to buy is the advanced electric generator.
What's the time set for the bidders to submit their bids?
The time period for bidding is temporarily set from the 10th of October to the end of October.
To whom will the bid be sent?
You may send it to International Tendering Department, China National Technical Import Corporation, Arligo, Xijiao, Beijing, China, 100044.
Should the bidders make a cash deposit?
Yes, certainly. According to the international practice, bidders need to hand in a cash deposit or a letter of guarantee from a commercial bank. If one fails to win the award, the cash deposit or the letter of guarantee shall be returned to the bidder within 1 week after the decision on award is declared.
Conversation 3.
I believe you know that we are going to take 2 or 3 of our tankers off the Persian Gulf run, either this year or next.
Yes, you did send us some emails about that.
That's right, we did. Well, we're now able to go further into the question of replacements. You haven't submitted any preliminary tenders, have you?
Not yet. But we gathered from your last letter that you intended to get bids from us.
Yes. There are some doubt about the size of the replacements. However, we've decided to go ahead with 2 ships in the 20 to 30,000 ton class.
I see. Then would you like us to draw up general plans and specifications?
Yes, we would.
Conversation 4.
When do you expect to open the tender? And where?
1st of November. In Beijing.
Is tender opening done publicly?
Yes, tender opening is done publicly this time. All the bidders shall be invited to join us to supervise the opening.
Would you please let me know something more about your conditions for a tender?
Invitations will be sent next month, from which you can find the details.
Our corporation is very much interested. In this tender, we will try our best to win the award.
I understand fully how you feel. If the conditions of your tender prove to be the most suitable, of course we'll accept your tender.
I'm asked too much today, I'm afraid.
That's all right. You may contact Mr. Meng, our staff member, for further details, or talk to me directly if you like.
Fine. Thank you very much. Let's keep close touch with each other now and in the future.
Conversation 5.
I've read your ad in the China Daily inviting tenders for the construction of our new harbor in Dalian, China. My firm is interested, and I'm here for the tender documents and detailed information about participation in the tender.
Most welcome, Mr. Green. You can get a set of the tender documents at our business department downstairs against payment of RMB 500.
As you know, it's our line of business to participate in tenders. We're interested in this project and would like to know more about the participation requirements.
Construction requirements are also given in detail in the tender document.
What guarantee do you require to cover our participation in the tender?
As this is a large project involving a large amount of capital, we require a letter of guarantee from an acceptable bank.
For what amount, please?
It's specified in the tender document.